You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Today is Monday, April 6th. It is about 9:45, and we will go ahead and start our daily check-in. We'll start with you, Mike and Steve. Go ahead.
Morning, Mike here.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. So I have a quick case count. I'm not going to go through all the numbers. You can find the global and all the state tallies. Just the surrounding states. California is a little over 13,000 cases. Oregon is a little over 1,000. Idaho passed us with more than 1,000 this weekend. Globally, there's over 1 million going up fast. In Oregon, we have 27 deaths currently. There's in total, we've had 258 hospitalizations. Some of those people have been discharged. And we are tracking the numbers regarding current hospitalizations and beds available. It's right now pending on the website, but we get daily updates on that. Surrounding counties, we classify as four cases. Washington's in Oregon has the most cases at 259. Multnomah County's at 233. We've got Clark County's about 150. Cowlitz County's at 17. And we now have six cases as of yesterday. We're still going through our lab reports this morning. And so we'll expect some more cases this week. But we are at six lab confirmed cases today. State has has tested over 20,000 individuals. Our negatives are nearing about 200 individuals who've tested negative. Good news is that the state of Washington is showing some leveling off, meaning the number of new cases each day is not going up and appears to be going down a little bit, actually. We're going to be putting up today new recommendations from the federal and state agencies about wearing cloth face masks. So we'll get that up today. We're also pushing out some messages about how volunteers can donate and things and their time. Or the state has developed a website where people can go. Everyone in the state can go to figure out how to do that. And we're going to get a couple messages out about blood donations. The state has fewer people are donating, so there's a blood supply shortage. That's all I have today. We're going to continue working this week on distribution of PPE, as well as our contact tracing is going to really ramp up this week. I'm going to turn it over to Steve.
Morning. We received two pallets of PPE yesterday, which we're in the process of inventorying now. We just offloaded it yesterday. Also, the state has sent out a new guidance on how to communicate our burn rate and needs to them, which actually is very good. They've created a survey that the actual agencies will use, and they'll input that information directly. We're having a conference call at 11 o'clock this morning to explain to them how to use that tool. It's really good for us because it keeps us from hurting those cats. And puts the responsibility on the requesting agency with us monitoring it for compliance in report.
Hey, Steve, I have a question for you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Are you going to be getting that PPE out to the social service programs as well, such as like CCMH or CAT, who are going out and doing counts on our homeless population and ensuring that they have food and supplies? Or are we restricting that simply to public health and or the clinics? What is the plan for that?
So we will take requests, but most of the things that you mentioned are not going to be in the first tier of prioritized recipients.
So what does first tier recipient criteria look like?
First tier prioritization is for long-term care facilities and EMS responders. Next tier is any healthcare clinics who may be dealing with suspect or confirmed cases. And I don't have the other tiers in front of me, but those tiers we're going to be able to fill probably their requests. But beyond that, we may have some expired product that we may be able to distribute. We need to receive all of the requests first before we can go further down the list. But top two tiers are long-term care facilities and EMS first responders who may deal face-to-face with suspect or confirmed cases, and healthcare clinics. Beyond that, our supplies are limited.
Mike, does long-term care facilities include private foster care homes and folks like that that have 5 patients in their home?
Yes, good question. Residential care facilities are, if they're not in the first tier, they're in the second tier, so we should be able to fill their requests as well.
And has there been outreach to all of those facilities so that they know how to get in the queue, as it were?
Yes, we've been putting out messages. We're holding a call this morning to take any questions from all the agencies. We've got a pretty extensive contact list that we've sent out messages about PPE too, people can forward the email I sent last week if they know somebody who didn't receive that, but we've got a pretty long list here of contacts that we sent it out to. We're asking everyone to submit their request to Sean Brown right now. We have a form for those agencies to complete. Again, we're gonna take all requests and keep them here on file. If we can't fill them now, hopefully we'll be able to fill them in the future.
Excellent, good work.
Mike, is the list of tiers available somewhere on the website or on somewhere so we can direct people if they have a question?
Yes, it's that was also attached to the email that I sent on Friday. Or Thursday, it's available on the Oregon Health Authority website, or it may be the governor's website, but I can find it and send it over to you in case you get any questions.
Thank you so much, and thanks for the excellent work.
All right, commissioners, do you have any additional questions for Mike and his team?
Is there anything we can do for you guys? You need a forklift to take care of those pallets?
We got one.
We've got one. We got everything in the trailer already. We appreciate your support and questions. So keep the questions coming.
I'm out there actively looking for a portable restroom shower facility, and not running into a whole lot of luck, but I'm not giving up yet.
Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Wonderful. Department head, do you have anything for the board this morning? Do you have anything for us this morning?
No.
No? Anybody on the phone? All right, well, hearing nothing further to come before this board, we will adjourn and we will reconvene Wednesday for our normal board meeting at 10 a.m. and do our daily update at that time. So thank you all for joining us and have a lovely Monday. Goodbye.
Yeah.